to start with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Carol Penn.
Don Cade.
Allison Bonanno.
William Covington.
Thanks, William.
You mind?
Is this your intern?
Oh, this is my daughter, Covington.
Hi.
Glad you could join us. Next item is public comment. This is period devoted for comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time when they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board of Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the end of the comments by general public. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address for the record and spell your last name. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, it's to be done by the chairperson of the, or the Board of Council by a majority vote. Item 3 is approval of the minutes for May 28, 2024.
Aye.
Aye. Item 4, approval of the agenda for June 25th, 2024. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. I'll move to approve the agenda as is.
Aye.
Any informational items or announcements?
No, sir.
Thank you. On to the first item. VS 240246, Cosmic Development LLC to vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Ann Road and La Mancha Avenue and between Conquistador Street and Grand Canyon Drive within Lone Mountain. Applicant?
Yes, my name is Tim Moreno. I reside at 12273 Terrace Verde Avenue, Las Vegas. And I'm here to represent my client, Cosmic Development. And what we're seeking is to vacate the two patent easements that are on the west and the east side of the property so that my client intends on building a cul-de-sac parcel map subdivision, 4 lots, and take access through the middle. So these two reserve patent easements are no longer needed for the site. And for the public, it's not needed also for these adjacent property owners, because the two property owners to the north of our site take access off of La Mancha and Jensen. And the property directly north, and then the adjacent neighbor already vacated his half of the patent easement, so we just like to follow and take that access away, even though he uses it for a driveway. There's no need for Jensen to continue.
Correct.
And to the south, there's a subdivision here that blocks off anything except for that entry into the subdivision. As far as the west goes, these two properties get their access off of Jensen, so they don't need this road to go through. And I already talked about this property owner having access off of a Lancha. And then the other reason why this right of way or patent easement should be eliminated is if you were to put a road there, the alignment to across the street on Ann Road, they're offset, and that will create a dangerous left turn movement into this subdivision and to that road if it were a road. So we respectfully request approval on vacating those because they're not needed.
So for the, this clarification, the applicant is requesting to vacate and abandon the government patent easements, which were established 100 years ago when they mapped out this, the BLM mapped this out. So what it is so it was held for a future road, so there's 33 feet on either side. So basically everybody in the Northwest that's developed has had that 33 feet on the side of their lot that encumbers some government patent easement for a future road. So if there's no road plan there, before people develop their 4-lot cul-de-sacs or 2-acre development, they always have to come back and vacate and abandon those right, those right-of-ways, those patent easements, so they don't encumber their lots, so that way they can get the maximum lot coverage to comply with the RNP. So that's a little dialogue on what this is. And we see these probably at least every other hearing.
Yeah.
For anybody that's developing, it's a routine.
And it's better that way. Look, we're on a grid system, right? But if every road was open everywhere and everything.
Every 333 feet.
Yeah. You don't need that, right?
Right.
Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah. So with that, I'll open the public hearing. Any comments from the public? Yeah, you came all the way down here, so.
Might as well. My name is Sherry Morrow. I reside at 5725 Jensen Street. So the lot, not the 5 acres or whatever it is, it's right behind to the north, but there's a 4 cul-de-sac there. I've been that cul-de-sac.
Right.
And nobody else from my neighborhood could be here. I'm the representative. So.
Good for you.
Thank you. But.
And I have that same t-shirt.
I had no idea of what the vacate and abandonment was for. If we had a little more clarification on these, that would have been nice,
right,
because,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not opposed to, and I know they wouldn't be opposed to, just an entrance only coming off of Ann Road. You know, it restricts all the traffic flow to a particular area, and it really has no negative impact on the people immediately surrounding that. So it would just be helpful if there was a little bit more detail.
Right.
And you know, we got this and we were like, oh, what's going to happen there? You know,
the language
so,
is always, it's right, it's subjective. You're like,
yeah, so
what does this mean?
Every
what,
time
is,
you
yeah,
have,
what are we vacating?
Every time you have like 10 acres and everybody has their own cul-de-sac,
right,
and they back up to it and they have a common wall.
Right.
That common wall had the government patent easement vacated at some point.
Right, right.
And it's just scary if you haven't seen it before, you're unfamiliar with
well,
it.
Well, and you never know.
Sure.
I mean, we've been coming up here for years for different things, and you never know what they're wanting to vacate. It could be, you know, the entrance of the sidewalk or shortening, you know, this or that. And it creates a little, like you said, a little fear when they come in the mail. So that's
It would be handy, just a note, right? Not that you need to put it on the card, but you can put it on the website link, and then if there was a one-pager that was attached to the staff write-up.
And more in like layman's terms.
That described the kind of patent government patent easement vacation for dummies. I think it would help, because most everything else is relatively specific requests, variances, or, you know, deviations from standards, where this is a standard, you know, vacation of a government patent easement that's required to develop for almost everybody that develops out here. So,
sure.
It'd be interesting to see if there's something that Rob could draft up or something that just describes the process of vacating a government patent easement and why it's needed.
Derek, it is on the website. It's, I mean, you would have to
hunt
seek
for
it,
it
out, but it is on there. No, let's see it.
Sure.
Or if there was a link to that.
It could be cool.
If there was a link to the item.
So the item, the agenda is always posted with
right.
the backup information on the website as well. That like gives us a staff report, but it's just hard for people
right.
to know.
And
that.
So, I don't know, maybe something to look into if you could add a one pager, you know, just a paragraph to the staff report that is just a rubber copy off the shelf that every time there's a government patent easement, it's just an outline of government patent easement vacation process.
Mm-hmm.
Would be helpful. Because that's the only reason they're here is because it's required that they go to public hearing to vacate it. And
I can share your suggestion.
Yeah, be interesting. Because that's really the only time that every time we have them, people are fine with it. At least I have never seen one that wasn't fine with it. But it just, you know, some people are familiar with it and some people aren't, you know, and just a suggestion. So anybody else in public wishing to comment?
Del Langford, it's 5795 North Euler.
Could you spell your last name, please?
Langford, L-A-N-G-F-O-R-D.
Thank you.
You bet. You said it was four homes?
Yeah, four lot cul-de-sac.
It's 2 acres?
2.5 acres.
Two and a half acres, okay. My only concern is there going to be any ridiculous elevation increase?
So as part of this application, it's just the patent easement. They'll have to come back with their development plan at a later date.
Yeah, we're coming in with a development plan in July.
In July.
So yeah, you'll get to see that.
Okay.
Can you give us a heads up? Is it a single story, dump, two stories? Like what's the plan?
It's two stories. It's two stories, but what we did, we should be talking about this, but
you're really not supposed to address the applicant, so you have to address those questions to us.
Yeah, so anyways, I'll just share. What we try to do is balance the dirt as much as possible. So we're cutting on the west side, we're cutting down, about 6-7 feet, yeah? And we're cutting down 6-7 feet on the west side, and then moving that dirt on the east side to balance the dirt. So even though we may be higher where the building sits per the code, we meet all requirements of the new code, which is within, 5 feet, 5 to 10 feet? You can't be more than 3 feet.
And it's all driven by drainage, really. The county requires that the cul-de-sac be 18 inches above the frontage of the Hanna Road, so you get the water to flow out. So that's what the grading is, drives the elevation.
And in order to do this development, also we're cutting down so much that I have to go in with a waiver. We have to go in with a waiver application because the finished floors are sitting lower than the street. So we tried as much as possible to minimize the impact of the neighborhood, if you will.
And all of that stuff will be able to be addressed, and have staff will have a write-up on that when it comes forward. So.
But this is why we have these meetings. We're sorry to haul you out, but it's great that you came to learn.
Being involved, that's how it works. Anybody else from the public wishing to comment? Seeing none, we'll close the public comment period and bring it back up for the board.
I would make a motion, but I already read through all of it last week when I got the paperwork, so I don't have the number, but.
I will make a motion to approve VS 240246, Cosmic Development LLC, to vacate the land easements of interest to Clark County.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Any general business?
Anything?
Seeing none, any comments by the general public on any items not appearing on the agenda? Seeing none, next meeting date is July 9th, 2024, and the meeting is adjourned.